Hi, good afternoon everyone. This is Sirisha Varma, founder of Branding by Pixels, a business strategy and digital marketing agency coming live to you from India. I hope all of you guys have been taking care of yourselves whenever you are stepping out of home for work and also taking precautions once you are back with your loved ones. So today I would like to discuss about a quirky question that we got on Quora, and this is a very quirky one because this is a question that many people have on their minds, but they don't know whom to ask. And there are a few people who specifically log into social media for this specific particular reason. So that is why I thought it would be fun to answer this question in my podcast session. So the question that we have got is, has it become harder to become famous on social media? So the question is it difficult now to become famous on social media? Because previously it was very easy. Like when these social media platforms just started, there were a very few people. So these people are generally called as early adopters, people who take up new technologies as quickly as they're launched. They like to test it out. They're the ones called as early adopters. And then there are different other phases of people who come onto these platforms. So when social media started, there were very few profile pages on social media. There were even fewer brands than individuals on social media. But now if you look at social media, it is completely cluttered with each and every brand. It may be big or it may be small, having an existence on these social media platforms. You have lots of people. You have there is not even one person who doesn't have at least one profile on a social media. So if you look at a professional, then they may not have any profiles on social media platforms like Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest, but they will definitely have a presence on LinkedIn. Similarly, other people, for example, it could be politicians, it could be public figures, they definitely maintain a presence on Twitter. So no matter which stage of life you are, if you are a student, then you have a presence on Facebook or Instagram. Specifically, if you are millennials, then you would have had a presence on Facebook. Now, all the teenagers and youngsters, they have their profiles on Snapchat. They also are moving from Facebook to Instagram. So no matter which age range or what professional stage they are in their lives, each of us use social media platforms for one or another reason. Some people use it to stay connected to their extended families spread across the world. Some people use it to stay connected to their friends who might be in some other regions of the world, old acquaintances. Some people want to build their professional career, so they take LinkedIn very seriously. They want to build probably domain authority. They want to be known as subject matter experts, etc. So to answer this question, I would like to answer this question as yes and no. Is it harder now to become famous on social media? Yes, because there is a lot of cluttered information on social media platforms now. Previously, there were very few people. So if you were posting regularly on social media, if you are engaging with your audience, then it was very easy for you to get lots of followers, lots of engagement on your posts. And also these platforms used to do a lot of organic push on the content that was produced by you, because they wanted to put more interesting content out there for many more users to find That is also one of the ways that social media grew, right? So if you found some interesting piece of content on a social media platform, you used to share it with your friends. If they're not there on that particular social media platform, you also had an opportunity to invite them to the particular social media platform, thus growing the number of users for the social media platform as well. So that was the case previously, but now, like I said, everybody at any age range, any stage of their professional career definitely is there on social media. So because of the number of people, the volumes of people and the volumes of topics that are out there, it is difficult to become famous. But secondly, if you look at it, it is not impossible to become famous. It is definitely difficult, but it is not impossible. Why is it not impossible, and what are the different steps that you can take? So there are 6 key steps to make sure that you are popular on social media. The first step is a very logical one. Your goal should not be fame. The goal should be to voice your opinion, your authentic opinion, by creating good content. So if you look at the world, right, there is you probably will be meeting up or have met up so many people over years of your life, but if you look at the number of people that you have stayed connected or the number of people that have become friends from strangers, it is a small portion. And there is a specific reason for that. The specific reason is you only gel with a certain amount of people, right? You only vibe with certain amount of people. Whatever you say, there is only a certain amount of people which understand, because they have the same preset values. They have the same probably opinions, because their core values have aligned that way. Or it could be the same upbringing which made sure that they also share your values. So whenever you are trying to become famous on social media, make sure to have not fame as your goal, but your original voice, your authenticity whenever you are sharing a piece of content. Because there are people who will vibe with you, and when you reach those people, they will share it with their friends, and that is where the virality comes into picture. The second point that you need to have in mind is value addition is key. So try to create original content. Don't just share whatever somebody else has posted on your profile and just to, you know, show off as if it is your content. Create original content. Let your voice be heard. Make sure your point is put out there. Don't just keep sharing content that is produced by others. When you start sharing only content created by others, you don't have any originality in it. So people don't understand what your values are. People don't understand what you are. In that case, it makes it very, very difficult for them to establish any sort of same platform or to establish any sort of relationship with you. So make sure you have value addition and you create original content. The third is lots of competition in social media with big influencers in niches like beauty and fashion. So don't just try to be like everybody else, because most of the people, if you look at Instagram, there are lots of people who think becoming influencers is easy. So they just put on a beautiful dress, take 10 posts, 10 images of that dress, and then post it on their profile. They do some kind of makeup and then they just start sharing. That is, if that is not who you are, then there is no point of doing that. If you think, oh, if I am doing everything that is getting many more followers, then probably I can get there. That is the most wrongful notion that you ever have. Because if you genuinely like it, do it. If you genuinely don't like it, don't try to pretend and show off, because social media is not sprint, it is a marathon. So you have to consistently keep creating content. And if you don't like the topic of the content that you are trying to create, you will not be able to maintain that consistency. That is why try to pick niches that are near to your heart, that you are passionate about. Those niches may not get as many followers as other niches, but those niches will set you apart from the crowd. So only pick those niches. The fourth point is consistency is key irrespective of views. So many people, what most of us do is we post something and every few seconds we go back to that post and we keep checking how many views we got, how many likes we got, how many people actually engaged with it. And if we don't see any increase in the number of views or the number of likes or the number of shares, we get disappointed and we get discouraged. That is not how social media works. Give it time. Right. So immediately, maybe it may not reach as many people as you want it to. Immediately, there may not be so many people engaging with it, though you might have, you know, created original content, picked up a niche which is very close to your heart. You have voiced your own opinion. You have been very consistent, but still there might not have been any traction. That is where you need to understand that consistency is the key on social media. It is just not about one post. It is just not about one video. It is just not about 1 week. It is just not about 1 month. It is just not about 1 year. It is a long-term goal. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So make sure you have the energy to create consistent content. Make sure you have the plan to create consistent content, because for you to become famous, you just need one post or one video to go viral, right? You're just waiting for that one post or one video. But to get to that one post or one video, you need to try out different formats, because nobody knows what clicks, right? So nobody knows what vibes, what gels, because there all these people with all this different set of values, all this different set of upbringing, all this different set of core ideas that they have. So that is the reason consistency is key. If you are consistently putting your content out there, the platform also pushes the content to many more people with similar interests. That is the basic algorithm of social media. If you keep consistently putting content out, social media platform also looks at you as a user who is very active, who is a value user. So they try to make sure that your content reaches many more people. That is the reason why consistency is also very important. The fifth point is share your content across different platforms like website, so you can also take advantage of SEO. So many people, they just try to push content on one specific platform. While I also advocate that you don't have more than two platforms at any point of time, cross-sharing is something that I also talk about. Cross-sharing in the sense, share your blog content on your social media platforms, share whatever you are posting on one social media platform to other platforms like website. So there is a lot of traction happening. So if you have a feed wherein on your website you also have your social media feed, then you put different types of content on your social media platforms, there is every opportunity that your website visitors also log on to your social platforms and get to know more about you, right? Because nowadays, it seems like people also want to get to know about you as a person before they start buying from you. So that is the reason even the big company CEOs or founders, they have personal profiles on social media platforms so that they know, so that they make sure that their buyers know whom they are going to interact with. They get a glimpse of your personal life, of your personal values. So make sure you're sharing your content. This also helps with your SEO because you keep getting a lot of backlinks. You can drive traffic also to your website through social media. The sixth point is collaboration is key. Many of us think if I and somebody else, XYZ, is in the same niche, then we are competitors. It doesn't have to be that way on social media. You can always reach out to that other person who has better followers than you, who has more content than you, but who is in the same niche, probably who shares the same set of values, whose communication style is nearly like yours. You can always reach out to them and ask for a collaboration opportunity. You can come up with an idea and say, you know, I'm planning to do this talk. Why don't we get on a podcast? Because I really like your style and both of us are in the same niche. So I and my users, we would definitely love to understand your perspective or your point of view on a specific topic that we want to discuss. So would you be interested? There is no harm in reaching out to another human being. And during these times, that is what people are also interested in. So who knows, you may not be getting their followers onto your page, but you may make a lifelong friend out of them, right? So don't be so scared. Please be open for collaboration. So to answer, quickly wrap this up. Has it become difficult to become famous on social media? The answer is yes and no. You can still become famous. It is difficult, but it is not impossible using these six steps. The first step is fame should not be your goal. The goal should be to voice your original opinion. The second one is value addition is key. So create original content. The third step is choose your niche, which is close to your heart and for which you can consistently put out content for. Fourth point is consistency is key irrespective of how much engagement you get on social media for that particular post. Fifth point is share your content across different platforms like website, which also helps with your SEO. Sixth point is collaboration is key. So reach out to people who are there in your domain. I hope this has been a useful podcast. Please do take care of yourself. If you have any questions regarding business strategy or digital marketing, you can drop me an email at sirisha@theratebrandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha at the rate brandingbypixels.com. And we also have a blog on our website. So it also has lots of content that is relevant to a small business owner. To check that out, you can log on to our website. It is brandingbypixels.com, brandingbypixels.com. I hope to hear from you. I hope you will like our podcast. If you are new to our channel, then in this channel, we generally discuss about business strategy and digital marketing questions. We don't like to keep it too much of content and too much of gyan. So we try to keep it as a simple format like a Q&A. So if you like our podcast channel, please do subscribe to it. I hope to see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.